So our theme this week, just by chance, happens to follow on from last week. And as Shem and I sat down to plan this, it was before the Reverend Michael Allen spoke last week, so we didn't know what he was going to say. He talked about the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, and how what Jesus was teaching about was a real culture clash. That's what he talked about for those who are listening. The Jews would probably not have expected to hear what Jesus had to say. And now, today, we've just come a little bit further on in exactly the same chapter, and that's what Abigail just read to us. And Jesus carries on with more of the same. He took what was culturally relevant then and turned it on its head. And I expect many of those listening were fairly outraged. I actually wonder if there were any Roman soldiers hanging around that happened to hear what he was saying. What would they have made of a Jewish person telling other Jews to carry their bag an extra mile? What would have been going on in their mind? So I want you to imagine this. Our church door opens now and Jesus walks in. And he comes up and naturally I shift out of his way. Probably fall over in awe and wonder and all of that. And he comes up here and he starts talking. And he says something along these lines. If you've been queuing at the post office for 15 minutes and you've just reached the front and somebody pushes in, let them. In fact, smile and say hello. Ask how their day's going. And then he says, if you've just put the last bunch of flowers in your shopping trolley at Tesco that you want to give to your mum for her birthday, and then someone takes them out of your trolley and puts them in their own, fairly outrageous, offer to buy them a box of chocolates to go with those flowers. And then, when a big issue seller asks you to buy a magazine and you're rushing past late to get to the cinema, stop, buy one, and then take them out for a meal instead. Or if your teacher asks you to spend your lunchtime helping tidy the classroom, agree to do it that day and for the rest of the week as well. It's not so comfortable. Those are more relevant today. We don't sue people for their cloak nowadays so much. So we can go, oh yes, that's good. But what does that really mean to us today? So I've given some examples, but I thought it might be fun if you just turned to some people next to you and came up with one more example along the same line, something that you think, well, if somebody did that, that wouldn't be very good. So come up with an idea and then how Jesus might say to respond. So you've only got a minute, and then I'm going to come down and see what your ideas are. Okay, I think I'm going to come down now and hear some ideas, okay, with the mic. So, I hate mics.
I actually said if I've been waiting to park in the parking space and somebody looks in, and Katie said, What would you do? Oh, Katie said I'd offer to pay for their parking space.
Oh, I love it. Well done. And that, I think that was probably one of my ideas, road rage.
If you were going to the park and you were going on the swing and someone pushed in front of you and went on the last swing, you would let them.
That's really nice. And you might even help push them if they needed help. Yeah, good, well done. Anybody else?
Joshua asked me, if somebody took all my money in my bank account, what am I going to do?
Oh.
I say, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to think on that one. If you give me your details, we could try it out. Anyone else?
What I do at home, I catch the coffee. When I finish my lunch here, she said, make the coffee, lay the table. Do my own pack lunch, everything.
And you do it all?
Yes.
Brilliant, well done. Any last? Oh, last one.
I was talking to David and I said, if somebody comes take your drum kit, or I would then say, if somebody takes my piano, and we would say, okay, we'll buy you another drum kit and another piano, I think we'd struggle a bit with that.
That's Sonia's idea, not Dave's. Brilliant. The ways of God are of amazing generosity, doing more than is ever expected or deserved. So we've got a chance for the children to come and test this out now, okay? So any children that would like to take part in an activity involving cake, okay, I want you to come here, come up to the front. Okay, I need you to find a partner. Okay, and then sit down on the floor with your partner to start with. Create some space. Okay, within your partner, I need one of you to come up to me and the other one stay behind, okay? Okay, so I've got some fairy cakes that Sam and I baked. So I need you to take a plate with a cake on it and cut it in half. And I want you to share with your partner as generously as you can. I was thinking you might cut them over here, but that's fine. Just share the knives around. That's it. Okay, so I think you all know what I'm getting at. So what does it mean to share generously when you cut your cake into two? Yes, exactly, Joni. So hopefully, when you've decided to share generously, you've given your partner the bigger piece. Because that's kind, isn't it? And that's being generous, not just thinking, well, you can think, I want the bigger bit, because I do that all the time. But you make a decision that you're going to be generous and you give the bigger piece to your partner instead of keeping it for yourself. And it's not always easy. It's very simple. It's a straightforward principle, isn't it? We all get it. But actually, putting it into practice is another matter. And you know what? I still have trouble doing that too when I'm cutting things up in half to share. So, while you're eating, I'm just going to carry on. Anybody who's heard me before stand up here will know that I usually try and bring chocolate into my talk in some way. And you're probably thinking, well, it's cake today. Rolos today. Can anybody remember the advertising line for Rolos? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Do you love anyone enough to give them your last Rolo? I think probably most of us, lots of us, have heard that and know that. And I just had a quick look on the internet and I found an old advert. So if we could have a look at that.
Where am I? On TV. Mm-hmm. She's nice. Who is she?
Your girlfriend.
Does she love me?
Oh, worships you.
What's she eating?
Rolo.
My favourite.
It's my last one.
Oh.
But you can have it anyway.
Do you love anyone enough to give them your last Rolo? Soft, creamy toffee in a milk chocolate cup.
Quick, draw a bunch of flowers.
Isn't that lovely? It's really nice. I also found another advert for Rolos from quite a long time ago, I think. They decided not to go down that route of, oh, I love you so much, you're so wonderful, but to look at the consequences of not sharing.
Hey, Dumbo! Na-na!
Could I not share that with you when I saw it? Too good to share is the line. Yeah, well, we'll see. I love that. I really love that clip, and I've watched it quite a few times. I had to show it to you because it's really funny, but I thought it was brilliant that it could, if you wanted to, you could make a link with the turning the other cheek comment in the Bible as well. And I suppose because I saw that, I was looking at this, I thought, God's got a really good sense of humour. I really, really love that there's an advertising campaign based on sacrificial love, giving up your last Rolo, something of value that you want. Are you prepared to give that to somebody else? It's something that people can relate to. A simple Rolo is an international symbol of love. But we have our own symbol, don't we? I wonder if any of the children know what symbol we use to show God's love. Can you think? Does anybody know? Yeah, the cross. Yeah, so packet of Rolos, a cross, both symbols of love. Listen to this. Do you love anyone enough to give them your last Rolo? God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal love. Not just God loved the world enough that he gave his son, but so much abundantly that he gave his son. If the world can understand a Rolo, they can understand the cross. If a chocolate company can influence a whole generation of people around the globe, how much more can God with our help? And actually, without our help, he could do it without us. But he calls us to act generously, just like he does. He calls us to act in ways that stand out as beyond the call of duty. And I guess today, we want to challenge all of us of every age to find ways to bless the people that we meet, to demonstrate in very real ways the love of God. Expect it to hurt sometimes, to have to give your time or energy or money in ways that perhaps you haven't before. Ask God to show you what he wants and provide the opportunities to us. And I know that we all do this already. This is just a challenge to take another step or few steps or even a whole mile. And I really believe that when we do that, God blesses us for it and it deepens our relationship with him and that he uses it to work in other people's lives as well as our own. And just as a small example, I don't think I moved. As a small example, Sham and I didn't only bake cakes for the children this morning. We've baked enough for everybody. And they're up in the hall for you later. It's just our one small step towards going that extra mile this morning.